Analysis: UK solar power hits record high over summer 2026. Solar power generation in the UK reached a new record over the summer of 2026, as temperatures across the nation soared, according to new analysis by Carbon Brief. Collectively, over June, July, and August, solar farms and rooftops generated 8.8 terawatt hours, TWH, of electricity in the UK asterisk, as shown in the chart below. Speaking to Carbon Brief, Chris Hewitt, Chief Executive of Trade Association Solar Energy UK, welcomed the new record, adding that it was driven by clear skies and continued growth in deployment. This surge in generation took place amid the hottest summer on record in the UK, with 5 heat waves between May and August. Summer 2026 was the 6th sunniest on record, with more than 620 hours of sunshine, according to the Met Office. England and Wales, which experienced the most extreme heat, saw their 2nd sunniest summers on record. June 2026 was the hottest June in England since records began in 1884, according to Met Office data, while Wales and the UK as a whole experienced their 2nd warmest June. It was the driest July for England and Wales since records began in 1836, with some parts of London seeing no rain at all in the month, while Wisley in Surrey had no rain for 62 days. In England, temperatures peaked at 38.1 C at Kew Gardens in London on 13 August. According to the Met Office, this summer's record mean temperature was made 130 times more likely by climate change. Amid these hot and sunny months, solar power generation increased 23% from the same period in 2025. This is double the level of solar generation over the summer of 2021, according to Carbon Brief analysis. While solar panels can be affected by periods of extreme heat, the longer hours of daylight and higher levels of irradiation over the summer more than offset any efficiency losses. June, July, and August all saw solar set new monthly records for solar generation. July saw the highest solar generation in a calendar month ever, with 3.3 TWH meeting 15% of overall electricity demand for the month. As of the end of August, the total UK solar generation in 2026 stood at 17 TWH, 13% higher than the same point in 2025. The number of solar farms and rooftop installations has grown substantially in recent years, helping to boost generation. Domestic rooftop solar accounts for around 29% of total capacity. In 2025, the UK's solar capacity reached 21 gigawatts, GW, by the third quarter of the year, according to UK government figures. This is a jump of 3 GW, or 18%, year-on-year, as Carbon Brief reported in January. Capacity is the maximum output possible from an electricity generation, whereas generation is what was produced over a certain time period, such as a day, month, or year. According to the University of Sheffield, the installed solar capacity is now nearly 24 GW. This includes nearly 172,000 solar installations that have been fitted across the UK since the start of 2026, according to recent government figures. In July alone, more than 19,800 rooftop solar panels were installed, the equivalent of one installation every 2 minutes. In total, nearly 1.7 million households in the UK now have solar panels installed. Over 26 heatwave days this summer, periods of at least 3 days when temperatures exceed the Met Office's county-level heatwave temperature threshold. UK households with rooftop solar panels avoided an estimated £86 and 7 pence M in electricity costs, according to analysis by utility bidder. Talking about the surge in solar generation this summer, Hewitt says, "It not only kept bills down for people with solar and batteries in their homes, but helped keep overall power prices much lower than they would have been if Britain had been relying on more gas generation during the day." Despite the record generation, no new half-hourly solar power output record was set in the summer of 2026. This still stands at 15.2 megawatts, MW, on 23 April 2026. This article refers to the UK throughout, but strictly relates to the island of Great Britain, made up of England, Scotland, and Wales. Northern Ireland is part of the separate, All Ireland Electricity System.